From the Roundabout Studios in the Motor City, I'm Eric Tritko.
And I'm Craig Cole.
From Knoxville, Tennessee, I'm Zach Bowman.
And I'm producer Ben Sanders.
This is Roundabout.
Hello and welcome to Roundabout, episode number 15, our weekly chat covering car culture, vehicle reviews, and some of the auto news you may have missed.
Every week we hit up the discount travel sites in search of the cheapest airfare around. During the hunt, we find a wide range of ticket prices and airlines, and maybe even a cohesive Zen-like theme. All we want is to make it home for the holidays and find a few off-putting news bites to fit that theme. But unfortunately, our flight was canceled due to bad weather, and we're stuck in the Minneapolis airport eating stale Cinnabons and sleeping on the floor. Again. Hopefully they don't lose our luggage. So here we are, episode number 15, Roundabout again. And of course, to my right in the studio live right now, all the way.
This very moment.
Beautiful. This moment, live. Or, you know, 5 minutes before you're seeing this because of the delay, but I digress. Eric Tritko, coming from Dearborn. How are you?
Not too bad. Yourself?
I am on vacation, and I am enjoying it a lot. Didn't have to come into the office for 2 days so far.
And it shows.
Yeah, very. I've been growing a beard for about 2 months now. Can you tell? Just starting to come in on the sides there, so hopefully
A little bit of peach fuzz there.
A little bit, yeah. And that, of course, is the voice of Zach Bowman.
Of course.
Of course. And how are you, Zach?
I'm doing quite well.
How are things south of the Mason-Dixon line?
Well, weather's turning a little iffy. We got some rain turning to ice and snow later tonight. So
yeah, I doubt that.
It happens, man. It happens.
Not down there.
It does, man. It's in Georgia. We got mountains.
Mountains? Well, you do have a lot of mountains.
We
can't argue with that. You've got more mountains than we do up in Michigan.
That's true.
Yeah. So, well, here we are. This is the show, the last episode of Roundabout before the big holiday coming up next week, Friday, which, if you don't know, is Christmas. So we thought it would be appropriate this week to make our theme our holiday wish list. So we've each picked a number of things that we want. Yes. Jingle bells, jingle bells. We've picked a variety of items that we might want for Christmas, but, you know, some of them are kind of outlandish. We're not going to actually get them for Christmas due to their price tags. I know a couple things I picked were very expensive. But so we figured we'd go over what we wanted for Christmas. But before we get into that, I just wanted to apologize and say I'm sorry we started so late. There was a bit of a miscommunication between my producer and I, and we weren't quite prepared for the show. So,
but of course, if you're listening to the podcast, you don't give a shit.
Just and saying. That is Ben in rare form, ever surly.
Oh, tag that. Bleep out that shit.
Ben, if anybody puts the F-U in fun, it's you. So. But yes, I did not prepare as I should have on account that I am on vacation. I get a week off here before Christmas and then the week between Christmas and New Year, so I get to sleep in a little bit.
You get 2 weeks off?
Well, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, but you're assuming he's getting paid for that time off.
That's true.
Well, he is.
No. I didn't realize there was time that got paid off in the Motor City.
Well, I've banked up enough hours of overtime, I think, that it makes up for it. But in any event, let's talk about our wish list here. And Eric, you've put your first on the sheet here, the Google Doc. Why don't you start us off? What's your first thing you want for Christmas on your wish list here?
This is while I am not some kind of like one of these weird watch aficionados who, you know, needs a $35,000
Olex.
Yeah, whatever it is. I mean, I do like Breitlings.
And the whale penis strap.
And all
diamonds,
that stuff.
Yeah.
And normally I'm not a big fan of Tag Heuer stuff because it doesn't really do much for me. But they have one that they produced about 35 years ago, in which they brought back as part of the whole reemergence of Steve McQueen as a pop culture figure.
He was in a movie, wasn't he?
Yes, he was in several movies.
Okay, I knew he was familiar.
Yes, so
And I think we should just start lying to Craig about pop culture references. Like, he was actually a member of the Beatles, Craig.
Mean-spirited, yes. I know what movie he was in.
Which movie was he in?
Yeah, which
Bullet.
And?
Well, that's the one I know.
No. Well, this is another movie of his that involved cars in a...
Gone in 60 seconds?
No.
Oh.
Fast and the Furious.
No. I think there were probably...
Back to the Future.
He had probably less than 200 words of dialogue in the whole movie.
But they were all soaked in badassery.
Yes, and in fact, it is one of the tenets of which I live my life by.
Was it Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
No.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, you still live your life by that, don't you?
No.
No? Oh.
See, it was this little movie called Le Mans. Oh. Maybe you've heard of it. There's a race there occasionally, about once a year.
Yeah, I'm sure I've been there.
And the famous line is, racing is life. Anything that comes before or after is just waiting.
Mm.
Yes. So anyways.
I'm sorry. I'm offending you because I don't.
That's
I know
all right.
Le Mans.
So anyways, back in the early 70s, it was Hoyer at that point in time. Had this what they called their Monaco edition watch, which is a square watch, and it's very, very cool. And then they came out with what's called the Golf edition, which celebrated the golf racing livery, and Hoyer as a sponsor,
blue, light blue, and
the
orange.
Blue with the orange and the white stripe, and so they have one, and they brought out, and it was a limited edition. I think they only made about 3,000 copies of it. Wow. And it's about a $5,000 watch, and I would really like to have it.
Well, you're not getting it, at least from me. So I know the Ford GT featured the Golf colors. Were any
GT
other cars painted?
GT40?
Yes. Thank you, Zach. You're right. You're right. You're right.
I do what I can.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know if you had the ability to pull it up on your, archaic Windows computer over there.
Well, it's better than
the
13-inch MacBook.
The bitterness. They leave us three alone, and it's just like at the throat all of a sudden.
So this was for the Golf Porsches.
Okay.
Of the early 70s that won at Le Mans.
So the Ford GT40 was not the only car that featured that livery.
Oh, no.
Negative. There have been several brands that have featured the Golf livery. In fact, Aston Martin currently runs the Golf livery on their Le Mans car.
Very fetching, I'm sure.
And it's very hot.
Oh, yes.
Would you marry that car, Zach, if you weren't already married?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably.
Well, five.
Like that's very good. No. I was going to digress. Please.
Well, I don't think Ben has the story intro queued up, so I'll cut you short there. But $5,000, that's pretty pricey. Now,
for a high end watch, that's actually pretty cheap.
It's for not a working like man's salary, that's pretty pricey.
It's not like it's a Jaeger Coulter, which is like they started about $25,000. So,
yeah. Up until the Subaru, that watch would have cost more than every car I had ever bought combined.
Yeah,
and then like squared, right?
Probably, yeah. You could probably square that. Yeah.
So, Eric, what's your next choice? I know it's a little different than a watch.
But yes,
I'm sure it's pretty pricey as well.
It's a couple shekels, yes. This is one of the finest sidearms that you can purchase today as a civilian.
Okay.
And that is a Kimber, a 45 caliber Kimber, which it's not quite custom made, but it's close enough to custom made.
Mm-hmm.
45 caliber, looks like the old 1911, sort of
Colt.
That. Yep, looks like the old 1911 Colt. So, and it is very accurate. And as the picture I found for it says, you don't need 17 rounds when you carry the Lord's caliber. But it carries, I think it carries 13 rounds in that one.
A baker's dozen. That should be plenty to take down.
Yeah.
And, wildebeest or those.
The great part about those pistols is they're highly modifiable. I mean, you can pretty much make that gun as unique as you want to suit what you're going to do with it, which is pretty cool.
Can you put ivory handles on it, ivory grips like Patton?
If you so chose.
You could.
Provided you could find ivory legally.
I was about to say, only if you killed the elephant yourself.
Well, so. If you had the gun, you could shoot the elephant.
You could go to the zoo.
The ivory, and then put your grips on.
Those are, Zach, those are what about, they started, what, about $1,800 for a Kimber?
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is a shit ton of money to pay for a pistol.
Yes, it is.
I mean, that's rifle money right there.
So, Zach, but, you sound like quite the firearms aficionado.
I do enjoy a good firearm.
Well, you are from the South, so.
I am from the South. I tend to prefer rifles over pistols for the most part, just because I suck with a pistol. But, you know, hey, to each his own.
Yeah, definitely. Do you have any handguns?
I do, actually. I have an Ivor & Johnson 32 caliber revolver, five-shot revolver, which has been handed down from my family for at least three generations.
Wow. Since the chicken thievery incident, right?
Actually, yes.
What? Your great-great-great-great-granddad was packing
meat. Actually, it was my grandmother, and she shot and killed a lady with that pistol.
Are you shitting me?
I am not.
Ben, roll the intro.
And now, a story with Zach Bowman.
All right. Tell it. Okay. Spill the beans. Come on.
So this particular pistol was probably manufactured about 20 years before the turn of the century, so 1880, 1885, somewhere around there.
Good long time ago.
Good long time ago. And it was... I guess mountaineers or mountain men used to carry it because it was very small. It fit in your pocket. Nobody could tell that you had it. It was
it's a tidy dimensions to it.
Right. It was very concealable.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, my grandmother had this pistol. I don't know how she would have come about it. This would have been later, I would say, or great-grandmother? I guess great-grandmother. This would have been early 1900s.
She might have been a comfort woman for... Blackjack Pershing's men when they were out chasing Pancho Villa in the desert. She could have snared at them.
This was Tennessee, so I doubt that. Union County. Union
Fine.
County. Tennessee, same county that my grandfather blew the doors off the courthouse, but this was much later. A woman was trying to break into the house to, I guess, steal food, and my grandmother was there and woke up in the middle of the night and shot her in the chest, and she died.
Wow.
Well, there we go.
Great.
You asked, man.
Well, I thought it would have been a good story.
It is a good
story.
This has been
food.
A story wow. with Zach Bowman.
So you've got, like, blood on your hands now, too.
A grocery store chain, asshole. This was after we lost the grocery store chain, by the way.
She was shooting mad, wasn't she?
She was.
All right, so you got a gun on your list, Eric. What's next? It looks like some sort of car.
Yes. It is a Spiker, C8 Spider.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not the fastest car. It's not the best handling car. It's probably not the best at just about anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I find it to be the most attractive car made today.
Mm-hmm.
And the interior of that thing is unbelievably beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You're going, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Oh, I'm agreeing with you.
Okay.
I'm very agreeable.
It has a mid-mounted V8 Audi motor.
Which I'm assuming the 4.2.
The 4.2, that's
excellent
correct.
Excellent choice.
Yes, I'm sure. That's probably about the only thing you'll approve of the whole car, I'm sure.
That's not true. It's a great car. Love
but I don't know. I've always liked this car. I think it's cool. It's not a supercar, but it'd be a high-performance car that you could have a lot of fun in and drive every day and look damn good doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And is of Dutch manufacturer, is that correct?
Yes.
Oh.
And if you can,
isn't that weird?
And I will say, if you can ever find some pictures, it's not that hard. All you gotta do is look for Spiker C8 and Google and look at images and look at the interior.
Mm-hmm.
The machining of the instrument cluster, the switches, and especially the gear shifter,
mm-hmm.
which is literally on a rail.
Mm-hmm.
It is it's beautiful. I've loved that car for years.
Well, I'm not going to buy you one, but good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Be quite a step up from the Ranger.
Yes. Walking is almost a step up from the Ranger, okay?
But could you haul your Mastiff in it? That's the question.
He wouldn't care about the dog. He wouldn't take the dog in that car.
Yeah, if I could have a Spiker, I suppose I could have a second and third vehicle for carrying the dog in.
Probably.
That would just be something. But okay, so that's a good, that's a very auto themed choice. Finally, we're talking about guns, and you know we're bringing it back full circle again.
Yes.
And then you also have another choice on your list.
Yes.
Tell us about it. Why you're picking that, and you know.
Well, if there's you know, you have your choices of things that you absolutely can't have in life.
Mm-hmm.
Anne Hathaway was probably high up on the list for me.
Definitely.
But no, she is a reasonable actress. She is one of the most beautiful women in the world, in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
mostly because she isn't built like a 2x4 like most supermodels. She actually looks like a woman and has curves and things mm-hmm. like that. She's also a fan of
plus
Rand.
Plus sized, yes.
No, not plus sized.
Eric's a chubby chaser.
Not exactly.
I'm kidding.
And she's a fan of Rand, so that makes her that moves her way up high on my list.
She was in that movie that one time, right?
Yeah. Yes. She's been in a couple of those kind of movies.
Okay. Motion picture. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. That was a good cover, Craig. Well done.
So that would be my list. Oh, well. And I would say that Anne with me carrying a me wearing a Tag Heuer with a Kimber 45 with my concealed carry permit. Driving in the Spyker with Anne Hathaway in the passenger seat sounds good to me.
Yeah, but yeah.
See, it all comes together. There's a package.
Where would you be going?
Who would care?
Well, you gotta be going somewhere, man. I'm just saying.
Just going to the theater.
Going to the freaking Ritz-Carlton and go to the penthouse. And
and that's enough right
play
there.
Play cards. All right, my list tends to be a little more realistic.
A little more workaday, right?
It was the wish list. I took wish list literally.
Well,
okay?
it's just how you interpret things, you know. It's fine.
No,
it's fine.
By the way,
you forgot. I forgot to say that actually what my number one wish was, assuming that I can't have it anyways.
Yes.
And that would be to win tonight's Mega Millions jackpot, which is $140 million.
Would you share a little?
I would buy dinner for everyone.
You could sponsor Roundabout. So
you
we
could.
Yes, for this.
Very well sponsor Roundabout.
I might be getting a call from Blue Sky Productions to say, how would you like Rumblestrip.net to be the sponsor of Autoline After Hours?
Sold.
All right. So
Zach.
Yeah, no, I guess it's not that I am without ambition, Michelle. but my list tends to be a little more realistic. I started off with an onboard TV Contour HD camera for, you know, some cool driving shots if I ever get back in press cars ever. Maybe that's what I should have wished for. Get back in press
credentials?
Cars. Yeah, that's right.
Talent?
Either of the two.
But it looks – so what? This is a camera you're wishing for?
Yeah. Small? Eric illuminated me to this particular camera. You know, originally I'd said I would like a GoPro HD Motorsports Hero because those are getting a lot of positive reviews for their mounts and video quality and all that business, but this particular camera is very small. It's got a very, you know, small profile, so it's not going to be catching a lot of wind when it's outside of the vehicle, stuff mm-hmm. like that. And I think Eric says that you can get a good, pretty good deal on them.
Onboard.tv.
And what's your spiel, Eric? What's the price?
Well, theoretically, I'm not supposed to talk about the price. You know, they have a MSRP, which you're supposed to stick to, but we have special holiday pricing, which if you put it in the it's like Amazon. You put it in the basket, and you get the special pricing, and I will say it's at least a
percent discount.
Yeah, a good over 10% discount, plus between now and the end of the year, we are offering free shipping, which will save you $10-$12. So,
Ben-like.
Thank
Ben
you,
is
Creeper
getting
Ben.
Aroused in the control room now.
And you can find that at onboard.tv. No, she's
so,
on a plane.
That's, that would be the
Cougars
first one.
On a plane. Snakes on a plane? Cougars on a plane?
Cougars on a plane.
Snakes in the back room, I think.
We have our title.
Cougars on a plane. So,
okay,
yeah,
so that's,
you know,
a pretty attainable wish. Yeah, it looks like you can go, like, it lets you go snowboarding better or something. So that's
well,
cool.
I can't snowboard, so any better would be an improvement over my current snowboarding ability. But you know, it would just be fun to shoot cool video. You know, if you're mm-hmm. out banging around in the woods in the truck or on track or whatever, it would be fun. And it shoots 1080 HD, which is what all the kids are doing these days. So.
And I will say that from some experience of shooting with it, the 1080 looks okay, but if you shoot 720 at 60 frames, it looks really, really good.
All right. Well, so you're saying we should go for the less expensive 720?
No, because the less expensive one shoots 720 at 30 frames or 848 by 480 at 60 frames. And when you're
making up numbers now, folks.
No,
and you want the higher frame rate as well.
Yeah, you want the higher frame rate, especially if you're doing things with lots of movement or lots of action, because it really smooths things out and it makes for a pretty decent.
Now, wouldn't the main purpose of that, Eric, be to like do slow motion?
No, it still goes. It still plays at 30 frames, but it's doing
more frames.
More frames within the 30
frames.
Is it
movement? Yes. Is it 1080p or 1080i?
It's 1080p.
Hmm. Interesting. And what format does it come off the camera in?
It comes in H.264.
Oh.
we've
had challenges editing H.264.
Technically, it's an AVI file, but I believe it's an AVI file.
Maybe
using,
it's just MPEG-4, because MPEG-4 tends to be easier to edit.
Do I have anything left on here from it? No, I think I deleted the stuff I had on the laptop from it. So.
Well,
I've edited an iMovie with no problems. How's that?
All right. Fair enough.
iMovie makes me cry.
Now that I've turned it into the video nerd hour, we can get back to Zach's.
Yeah.
You want to go back to producing, Ben, so I can get on with my
sorry.
List?
I'll do what I do worst.
Snap. Zach is verbally harassing Ben. That is
all right. So,
item
I'm
number
sure
three.
He'll just make me sound like a girl in post edit, I'm sure. Number three is a vehicle lift. I don't really have a garage big enough for one of these, but I hate floor jacks.
Mm-hmm.
They're
I'm almost convinced I'm going to die by them.
Wouldn't that be an awful way to go, too?
Just being crushed to death? And
have your
to
larynx crushed by a brake rotor as you're under a car.
It'd be horrible.
Horrible.
My mother, who works as a respiratory therapist, had a patient in recently who that happened to, like not 3 weeks ago.
Creepy.
So, you know, it happens.
Not a good way.
Car rolled over him.
Yikes. Yeah. Over his throat?
So, head.
Ow.
Yeah.
I almost had a scout fall on me once.
Hey, Ben, I think you have the wrong graphic up.
He does.
I was spared by a half of a cinder block. Kept me from expiring. So it was very nice.
Wow.
So yeah, a decent lift capable of lifting the scout, which is, you know, close to 2 tons. That would be pretty much all I need.
Yeah. So what are these lifts running in price?
Ah, geez. They don't even put a price on these things. You've got to imagine 5 or 6, I guess.
They're like $3,500 bucks.
Because I found one for $1,500 new.
Yeah, do you trust your car on it?
Yeah, right.
It's manufactured in China, and it's, you know.
Made of pot metal and prayer.
Yep. But it's cheaper, so hey, it's got
to
be better.
I've been to enough of the like hot rod shows and stuff. I think you can get like an Eagle Pack lift for like – or Ben Pack for like $2,500 and the Eagle one for like $3,000 or something like that.
Mm.
So Hooniverse Jeff brings up a good point. If you buy the lift, you need a floor that can support it,
mm-hmm.
which would lead me to just building a new garage. So there you go.
Yeah.
Number two on the list is a Skyjacker lift kit for the Scout, and I'm not looking for anything dramatic. I don't need 14 inches of suspension travel or any of that crap. I just need like 2 to 2.5 inches of lift just to get it up off the ground a little bit. You don't really realize how big full size pickup trucks are these days. Like
Huge. The
Terra that I have was a full size pickup in 1978. Right. Looks minuscule by comparison. And, you know, I've been off-road a few times, and I've gotten hung up on stumps and rocks and things like that. So
do you
nice
feel pretty emasculated driving that?
No, I do not, because I know what that truck is good for, and it's not the height that counts. Let's just say
it's
that
the
much.
Girth, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
No, but it would be nice to have a couple extra inches, and the springs
and
that are on it.
Again.
The springs that are on it have sagged over time, so it would be nice to have nice, taut, firm springs under the truck. Anybody want to touch that? Anybody?
No.
I was so sick of boiling and drying.
I thought we had agreed. No,
and reusing.
We weren't even talking.
1 week, Ben. 1 week. I hadn't mentioned catheters yet. There you go.
Yeah. Chris Bacchus has requested no more cath chat.
Why not? That was a favorite segment amongst listeners, from what I've gathered.
Our market research of zero.
Yes, I know what I like. Come on, that's got to count for something.
Catheters.
And
I have a historical collection of catheters.
And just as a side note to Mr. I Am Audi, not only did Lamborghini build tractors, but Porsche built tractors as well.
That's true.
They built cars too, Eric.
They don't build cars anymore. They just build these oversized vehicles now that have killed their heritage. They're not interested in selling sports cars anymore.
All right, Zach, your number one choice?
Number one choice, I want a fucking NSX. I want an Acura NSX. Doesn't matter what year, although, you know, if I'm wishing, why not 2005, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. You like the one without the
pop-ups. Yeah, I mean, my stepmother's father, so I guess that's my grandfather-in-law or
this
whatever.
Another story?
Not really. He had one for 2 weeks, you know. And it was an awesome car. Red. It's quick, you know, and it's not like a Porsche where everybody sees a Porsche and they're like, "Oh, it's a Porsche." You know, you see that car and it's something special and something unique. You just don't see a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever seen one, frankly.
There are quite a few of them in Knoxville, believe it or not. Harper Acura, or no, I guess it was AppleTree Acura at the time. It was one of the few dealerships on the East Coast to sell them. So there are quite a few of them here in Knoxville.
Hmm.
So it's pretty cool.
So what do you like about it? I'm sure we've gone
over
this before.
Well, I'm a Honda fan, you know, as much as I probably shouldn't say that as an automotive writer. I like Honda products.
They do build good products.
They seem to be well engineered, and this was, at the time, the pinnacle of what they could do. It came out in... Was it 1986? Is that right? It may be 1989. I can't remember exactly. And when it came out, it was an unbelievable car. You know, it would tango with some of the best supercars in the world, and mm-hmm. they just didn't change the design for, you know, 10 years or however long it took them to before they killed it off. And it was still a very capable car when they killed it.
Mm-hmm.
Mid-engine V6, never more than 300 horsepower from the factory, 6-speed manual transmission, just a lightweight, good, solid fighter. And it's as practical as a car like this can be. You know, you can get out there and drive it and enjoy it and not have to worry about it. So
absolutely.
Allow me to take this opportunity to bring us full circle, because I believe – now, you have to help me out with this, Craig. I don't think this episode ever aired. This might have been the pilot, but one of the first ever stupid car tricks we talked about – I've got the video of it right now.
The Snorkel NSX pains me to this day.
That's right. And I don't know if that was episode one or
– it was an early one.
Or if that was one of the unaired pilots, but there it goes. That's Zach, I think.
It's more of a submarine than a supercar.
It's
coming down the street. There must be, 18 inches of standing water, and it's just pushing a tidal wave in front of it.
Look at the water come out of the door.
And now he drives past the camera. Water is gushing out of the doors. So you know the inside of the car is trashed now.
Yep. Hurts me.
What does that make you feel inside, Zach?
Seething anger. You know, this is it frustrates me that the person who owns that car has that car and then saw that it was flood stage outside and was like, instead of taking the Camry, I think I'll take the NSX today.
Very true. That's just bad. Bad automotive taste to do something like that.
That's right.
Or flat-out idiocy. So how much are these going for now? You know, you've highlighted is about $7,000 on eBay. Now, of course, that's the starting bid.
Right. And that'll probably get up to – it's an 05. It doesn't have a lot of miles on it. I'd say that'd probably get up to about 38 or so.
38. Jeez.
But you can get a 91 or so for high teens to mid-20s. So for the cost of a
Ford Focus?
Ford Focus or less than an STI, you could have something that's generally, you know, pretty fucking awesome. So
yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Something,
you know,
to hope for.
That's another very attainable wish.
Dude. Yeah, and I don't you know, everybody's saying they're going to become really valuable eventually, and I'm sure that's true, but it's probably going to be a good 10 or 15 years before you see prices start climbing back up on them, especially because they were so reliable. People got out and drove them. So mm-hmm.
It's not uncommon to see 150,000 plus miles on those cars.
No, okay. Not at all. So,
well, cool. That's a good lineup of choices, guys. And now
let's talk about your list, Craig.
Okay, I kept it pretty simple.
Yeah,
pretty
why don't you get us started there with your first choice here?
My first choice I put on there is. If you want to get something for me for Christmas, that's really nice, really thoughtful, feel free to get me an Audi S5 or an R8, but not a combination of the two, as we went over last week, because that was just awful.
That's okay. They're both by the same company. Two very different cars, though.
Two very beautiful cars.
But both awesome. Yes. I will say that. Both awesome.
The S5, I mean, what can I say? It's got to be one of the most gorgeous cars on the road today, I think.
Better than a Spyker?
Yes, better than a Spyker. Absolutely. There's something about that Olympics badge on the front that just understated.
When you start the car, does it go bum, bum, ba, bum, 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 bum?
Starts playing, the German national anthem.
Is Jim McKay the voice for the navigation system?
Who?
And now we've lost Craig. Yep. Good job.
There he went, straight out the back.
You just had to be a dick, didn't you, Eric? Dragging the podcast down again.
Yeah, I'm good like that.
You're like a millstone tied around our neck.
Someone's got to be it.
I know.
The R8, well, I guess that needs no explanation.
Does that need explanation? Come on.
All right, no, the question is, V8 or V10?
V8 is fine. V8 is fine. I prefer a V8. I've driven my share of V10s. They never sound as good, in my opinion. That odd 72-degree bank angle you need, you know, or crankshaft offset.
And do you need
firing.
The DS?
No, thanks.
Do you need the DSG?
Hell no.
Whoa. I just zoned out there for a second. Did you say you don't want the V10?
I would rather the V8, frankly. That's plenty.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a fan of V10s, personally. They don't. I mean, the V8 is plenty. That car is an absolute rocket ship. I got to go on the press launch of it.
But it could be a super rocket ship with the V10.
I said the V8 will be fine once you strap a supercharger or a twin turbo kit onto it.
But you're raping the purity of the naturally aspirated V10 with, you know, 100 plus horsepower per liter. That's not a milestone many automakers achieve from the factory. And you put it in this two-door, all-aluminum, gorgeous car, mid-engined, all-wheel drive. The thing goes like hell. It handles like just about nothing else I've ever driven. It just sticks to the road.
You know the V10 comes from the Gallardo, right?
I'm sure it does.
Yes, it's tuned. I think it's detuned and tuned.
It is detuned.
Just the sound of the V8, though, is plenty for me. It's just this burbling, this high RPM, very technical, very.
See, what you would have to do with the V10 is you have to get an aftermarket exhaust so it sounds good. Have you ever heard a Gallardo at full throttle?
I don't know. I don't recall. I've heard some V10s.
Turbo exhaust system on it.
Don't care.
Yeah.
As Mortimer says in the chat, I don't care if it sounds like a crying baby. The V10 is still a V10.
That's true. Very true. But come on. You've got 420, and trust me, they underrated that engine from the factory. There is no way. I bet you it's producing closer to 450.
All right.
Or not.
It's your Christmas list.
No, yes, I know. Stronger. I'm living in fantasy land right now. Call me crazy.
We're seeking to understand. We're not making fun of you. We're just
You're
seeking
just
to understand.
Me in secret.
No.
I was seeking to understand. Okay. I was making fun. Let's be clear.
Speak for yourself, Eric.
All right. Number two on your list.
I'm not done raving about the carbon fiber side blades.
Ugh.
Did you
All
know
right,
those have
it.
To
Come
be
on.
Manufactured to higher than aerospace tolerances?
Why is that?
Because when they're making airplane parts, it doesn't matter if the carbon fiber lines up. This is exposed on the car. It has to be pretty. So if the weave is out of line or something, or crooked, it gets rejected.
I hate it when my weave's out of line.
I know. So yes, my first choice, S5. I would live with that. R8 would be totally awesome. So that's my first choice. My second choice on my list here, if anybody – this is much more attainable, by the way. If anybody feels like buying me an awful, tacky, out-of-date sport coat, by all means, help yourself because I've got my seersucker. I chose not to wear it this week. You know, give it a break. I don't want to push my luck. But if you if you find a nice plaid jacket, feel free to
drop it in there. How about corduroy? You like corduroy?
I actually have a corduroy at home.
Do you have patches on the elbows?
It does have leather patches. It's actually my dad's old jacket.
What size are you there, Craig? You can make this happen.
Probably a teenager's size. Teenagers. I don't know.
Would that be a teenage girl or?
Yes.
Do you still need the Garanimal stickers? Is that what you're saying?
The what?
Garanimal stickers.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what Garanimals are? Good Lord, man.
What's a Garanimal?
Never mind.
I'm sure Good I know Lord. What it is.
It would take me longer to explain than we have this time.
Ben, what's a Garanimal?
That's time
ass
to lay action right
hole.
There.
Ass. Hole, all of you. All of you. Don't know why I put myself through this mental anguish. I come in here every week just to get my spirits torn to shreds.
Michelle has offered to go through all the stores in Long Beach and the thrift stores in Long Beach and find you what you're looking for. She just needs to know your size.
I think it's a 38, whatever that means.
I wish you had said this earlier. There was an awesome vintage clothing store downtown that had some horrible jackets. Like the Dayglo green, orange, and yellow plaid jackets. They had some of those.
You're that's exciting, not, Craig.
That is classy right there.
Oh, it was classy. Don't get me wrong. It was.
Now, Michelle, all you have to remember, I am 6 feet tall. That's an even 72 inches and a muscular 135 pounds. So take that. I'm sure you can find a jacket for me.
I think the last time I weighed 135 pounds, I was in sixth grade.
I was about to say, I may have been seventh, eighth grade. I don't know.
Okay.
All right, what's your number one pick, Craig?
Well, this is not necessarily my number one, but it's one of my picks. My number one pick was the Audi lineup there.
Well, that's your fault for going backwards.
I know.
Don't you know the David Letterman principle? You start at the high, and you go to your number one pick.
Craig probably doesn't know who David Letterman is.
was that just a cover because you don't actually know who David Letterman is?
Yes, I know who David Letterman is. You are an asshole, Zach. Every one of you. You are getting a box full of feces for Christmas. I am mailing that down to Knoxville. Thank you, and have a
That's
merry
why you
Christmas.
wanted our address. You just wanted to...
Literally send you shit for Christmas.
Mail us some poo.
So your final choice.
Okay. I've got my Focus. I figured, what the heck? I've got a mod. I put a cylinder head, camshaft, a bunch of other crap on there. I figured, step it up to the next level. So I just threw on the list Crower 3 3/4 cams, some new buckets for the valve train, some rods and pistons, and of course a billet oil pump, a set of billet oil pump gears. Okay. So that, yeah.
I'm sorry. You finish, and then I'll ask my question.
Some billet oil pump gears because the ones in the current, the stock ones in the ZTEC engine are known to. I don't know how to put this politely, explode if you
vaporize.
Rev past 7,400 RPM. So you'd need those if you're running big, fat cams. Mm. So
I do have to ask you, what is a 3 3/4 cam?
That's a big cam. Well, let me pull up the specs for you, Eric, since you've asked.
Well, I'm just curious because I've heard of 3/4 race cams.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to talk about the people or classify you as the people who refer to 3/4 race cams.
Why? Well, explain the.
They're the people who, when you talk about muffler bearings, you go, yeah, that was the problem.
Do I seem like a person that doesn't know what he's talking about, Eric, when it comes
especially
to cars?
Especially when it comes to Ford Focus.
Yes.
Foci.
Okay, here you go. Gross lift on the intake side, 433 thousandths. Now, bear in mind, this doesn't have any rocker arms or anything.
Right,
in the
okay.
It's a direct-acting bucket.
And what is the rocker ratio, or what is the extra lift ratio?
The exhaust lift is 413 thousandths.
But is there a magnification? Because I know it's an overhead cam motor.
No, it's just a direct bucket. The valve.
Really?
The cam acts right
so
on the
bucket. So that's it?
That's it. That's all you get. That's all she wrote.
Wow.
Although that's plenty for a four-valve head.
You say so.
I'm not spending it to 10 grand, Eric.
You could get more. A stock 5-liter Mustang camshaft is more than 430, and that's with the rocker ratio.
Yeah, but you got twice the cylinders, man.
Yes, and more than twice the displacement.
That's right. Yeah.
2.5 times the displacement.
The V8 and never mind.
Why are you being so difficult, Eric?
Because I haven't had enough caffeine.
Well, there's you could munch on some coffee grounds.
Now who's the old married couple?
Now that we've answered,
because Michelle has kept me out late every night for the last 3 nights. Okay,
what are you guys doing? Goodness, you're quasi married, Eric. You shouldn't be.
Or maybe you should.
Busy boiling catheters together.
All right, now that Eric's asked his question, I have to throw in my own. So you mentioned the new billet oil pump gears. Why don't you just put a dry sump system on there if you're wishing?
Well, because I like to keep things realistic, you know.
Okay. I completely understand that. I try to honor that.
Expensive.
Very sensible.
I don't know if they offer a...
It's more than his car, Eric. So we gotta put this into perspective.
See, once I got the S5 or the R8, the Focus could then just become a toy to go do whatever.
So
and be horribly slow in comparison.
Wouldn't it just be easier to go get an SVT motor?
And why would I want the SVT?
Has 170-ish horsepower.
So does my car right now.
Well, the difference is that if you did all the modifications to the SVT motor that you've
done
to your car.
You're not going to get that much out because the head already flows better, which I corrected with the cylinder head. It had bigger camshafts, which I've already corrected. It has a higher compression ratio. I corrected. I milled the head 40 thousandths. Gives me 10.5 to 1.
All right.
Suspension?
SVT. Oh, I've got a better suspension than this. I have the Ford Racing Dynamic Damper Kit.
And have you spent more than it would actually have cost you to
probably
get the SVT?
Probably not. It would be, I don't know, it'd be close.
I'm just asking.
But the insurance is less on the ZX3.
This is true.
It was less to purchase from the beginning.
So. There we go. All right.
Plus, I had it was so much fun putting all that stuff on the car, just practical.
No, I'm with you. So. I'm all about buying a 4-cylinder Mustang and putting a V8, and the insurance company still thinking it's a 4-cylinder. I'm good with you on that.
So there you go.
I'm picking up what you're laying down.
All
right. And did you ever get that SVT, Zach?
I did not. I passed on it. Man, I've got so much shit laying around here. I don't need a freaking SVT. A busted SVT at that.
By the way, my buddy is down there in Knoxville changing motors in Land Rover, so just let me know
if he had a spare motor for that, absolutely, but, you know.
Well, there probably is a spare motor, but I think there's a hole in the oil pan.
No, that's nothing.
Was there catastrophic damage to the internals, or
what's that?
Was there catastrophic damage to the internals, or
no? I think it's just when one of the U joints broke in the transfer case that the prop shaft swung around and slammed the oil pan.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll put you two in contact. You can
all right? That may be.
You have coffee. You can talk.
That's right. That's right. All right. So we're on to Ben.
Yeah.
Is that who's next?
Ben. Put
and he
forth
has
a
just
little effort tonight and put
just one wish for the Christmas season.
Could I have a blanket so I won't be so cold on Christmas, please, please?
Well, this has a lot to do with being cold.
You sound like that voice, Greg. Sounds like
I probably don't know who it is. So,
did you see the Harry Potter movies?
No, I don't see the Harry Potter movies.
And you wouldn't.
I'm
know.
An adult.
Yeah, I didn't either on principle.
Nor did I read the books, because I don't care about some goddamn wizard kid flying around poking at things with a stick, it's about.
Because you sound like Dobby the Elf, okay? I'll just put it out there.
Don't care.
And looks like him.
we really need to move on to Ben's pick here, because I really need
everybody
to
win for this. I'm sorry, I have to find a photo now. No, my pick does have to do with being cold. Last week or so in Michigan has been bitterly frigid, and I've come to the realization that using my iPhone out in the Michigan winterland doesn't work so well. So what I've put on my wish list, what you can get me as your kind producer, are the Tavo Tavo gloves for the iPhone or iPod Touch, which you might want, Eric. They've got basically a thin tips on the thumb and index finger, which allows for tapping the touch screen, the capacitive touch screen, while you're out in the elements.
Those are pretty cool.
They're very cool. Sold by B&H Photo. I'm sure they're sold by other people too, but that's where I found them here. And a very reasonable $29.89. So, but,
They must
I'll
be closed
it.
For Hanukkah.
You know what I see when I see these gloves?
Pedophile.
Do you want to know?
Yes, tell us.
I see someone who was ingenious enough to take advantage of the Mac crowd, because when you've remarketed normal gloves for iPhone duty, you've instantly made like an extra $20. Like, these are a $10 pair of gloves.
No, they're those one size fits all gloves that are like 50 cents. They just cut the fingertips off.
Mac iPhone gloves. They're $30.
They have the Apple logo embroidered on the palm, though.
Oh my god, this cracks me up. And I have never owned an electronic device that required special clothing.
Well, you will.
Let me.
Well, the thing is, it has the touch screen will not work through gloves. It only registers your finger.
I see.
So yes. Your options are buy those like fingerless hobo gloves.
Then you can stand around a burning trash can of garbage and warm yourself.
And lest you think it isn't an automotive gadget, I've been using the GPS on my iPhone, which I'm sure you're against too. I'm sure you've never used a GPS in your life, Zach.
That's true. I've used GPS plenty of times.
But
it's called a Rand McNally, right?
That's right. And I've got hair on my chest too, god damn it. I am actually wearing flannel today.
Were you pulling a Norm Abram and doing some woodworking, perhaps?
No, I was driving around the old International, though, so I figured flannel was a necessity.
Yeah, no heat in there? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, it's got heat. It's just got giant holes, so it gets a little drafty when you're doing, like, 70 on the interstates. Just saying.
Hey, Michelle approves of my gloves, so screw you guys.
Well, she's an Apple sympathist or sympathizer. Make up my own words.
Yeah, but she has a BlackBerry. She doesn't have an iPhone.
She has a MacBook, whatever it is. Right? Yeah, see? You've got the iPod Touch. You've got the MacBook here. You've probably got
Mac
the
Mini
Apple Pro, whatever. What
no, just a Mac
about.
Mini.
Okay.
Steve Jobs underwear.
I'm sorry. So anyway, Ben, that's a pretty down-to-earth, although... foolish, if you ask me, gift.
Michelle says in the chat room, gloves are just socks for your hands, and who would pay $29.95 for a pair of socks so you could type on your iPhone? Answer that. So,
apparently Ben Sanders would.
And guest 45698 said, I just bought gloves at Walmart for 98 cents.
But so you couldn't use your iPhone.
Yeah. So there you go. All of our depressing or... way overpriced Christmas wish list. But, you know, that's that. So if you're feeling generous out there on the internet, you've got our list. The links will be in the show notes. Feel free, you know, if you've got a few extra bucks in your pocket and you want to give back to those, you know, us folks that really keep you entertained.
We give so much.
We give so much.
So
we give
much.
So much of our time. We give so much of ourselves. And if you want to give just a little bit back...
This is beginning to sound like an NPR fund drive. You gotta catch it up.
Save the children.
How many times have you stopped in your driveway and didn't want to stop the car because you were listening to a story on Roundabout?
Exactly. Well, just remember, our show is paid for by listeners like you. And government grants. Or not.
Your tax dollars. Paying whether you want to or not.
So... you know,
when you really need to fill up that time for a complete flight from Detroit to Salt Lake City, just listen to one episode of Roundabout. That should be about right.
And if you're not on suicide watch by the time it's over, then we didn't do our job. But all right, guys, great stuff. We'll take a quick break here. Hear a few words from one of our sponsors. After that, we'll get to our blind spot story of the week. And then, of course, we will have another installment of Highway Hearsay. So sit tight. You do not want to miss this.
Time Life Music is proud to present A Very Stewart Christmas. Enjoy your favorite holiday classic sung by motion picture icon Jimmy Stewart.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Rocking around the Christmas tree. Hey, how you doing? At the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see. Every couple tries to stop. Oh, yeah.
And Christmas just wouldn't be the same if Jimmy didn't honor the Lord.
Silent night. Holy night. All is calm. They told me. Pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. A newborn king. Pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. Pa-ra-pa-pum-pum.
Of course, the holidays wouldn't be complete without a nod to American excess.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles, no rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too. Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
And if you order in the next 15 minutes, we'll send you a bonus CD of hilarious, never-before-heard outtakes, absolutely free.
Shut your goddamn mouth, Dale. Well, Dale, you can take your happy holidays and hang tinsel in hell. This is America, damn it. That's Mrs. Stewart to you. You don't have the right to call her Gloria. Have a holly jolly Christmas. Who didn't collate these pages, Dale?
Our three-volume collection of A Very Stewart Christmas can be yours on cassette tape or compact disc for just $19.95. Order now before Time Life locks these classics away in its music vaults forever.
Forever. That was really good, Ben. I'm glad you threw that together real quick. How long did that take?
Oh, you know, a couple just minutes? Moments.
Moments.
Mere moments.
I hear that Jimmy Stewart's an asshole to work with, so.
You can be a bear. Imagine.
Shut your goddamn mouth. Yes.
And Ben just handed me this note. If you subscribe to the Time Life Music Collection, within the next 24 hours, they will also send you a VHS copy of The Best of William Frawley. Relive your favorite moments from the golden age of television with the star of I Love Lucy and Miracle on 34th Street.
What's the matter? What's going on?
Oh, Fred, I just heard Lucy and Ricky talking on the intercom, and they think we're having a surprise housewarming party for them tonight.
Where'd they get that idea?
I don't know, but we gotta do something.
Well, I don't know what you're gonna do, but I'm going back to bed.
Oh, now, Fred, those poor little things are sitting over there thinking they haven't got a friend in the world.
What time is it?
10 o'clock.
They haven't.
Again, that's The Best of William Frawley. It's yours to keep. Absolutely free. Remember, there's no obligation, and you can cancel anytime. Guess what you're all getting for Christmas?
What are we getting for Christmas?
The Jimmy Stewart, A Very Stewart Christmas, with the free bonus VHS cassette tape.
That's the best
of William Frawley.
Yeah, that's right.
So, Zach, do you have any favorite William Frawley moments?
I prefer his work on My Three Sons, personally.
Okay. All right, well, fair enough. What about you, Eric? I mean, you're quite schooled in pop culture and William Frawley, I'm sure.
I was never a Frawley fan.
Really?
No.
Why?
Too grouchy.
Too grouchy. Hmm. Who knew?
Reminds him of Craig.
If I can, I'm going to be just like that someday. Next year, probably. Anyway, now it's time for our blind spot story of the week. When news topics go unnoticed, are underreported, or otherwise fall off the radar, they land in our blind spot. This week's story is all about irony. Tragic, hilarious irony. So what we've got here is a story from carscoop.com, or rather carscoop.blogspot.com.
Is that like car salsa?
I think so.
Is it
car scoop or cars coop? I'm not sure, but I think it's cars coop.
I think it's cars coo. Just kidding. It was a joke.
Wrong spelling.
Or is it Cars Co-op?
There you go.
But, Zach, I think you tagged this one.
Did I?
I do believe. or I'm going to pin it on you if you didn't.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Let me read the article really quick. No.
See, I told you we weren't prepared this week. And I'm not
so
the
evidently there was
like an accident or something.
A crash in Los Angeles where two people got arrested on the suspicion of DUI. And what made it unique was the first driver, who was under the influence, wrecked his car. And then the next person came along and ran into them. And when the cops got there, they were both drunk. So off they went.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, but the really funny part was the second crash happened while a cameraman was filming the destruction from the first accident. Wow. So, yeah.
So one drunk driver gets hit by another drunk driver.
Well, yep.
Drunken bumper cars.
Not to defend either drunk driver or drunk driving in general, but if this is L.A. and if you look at the video clip, which those of you who are listening to the podcast won't, but just go to the just go to the link in the show notes and you can watch it.
Absolutely,
it's wet. It looks like it's rained in L.A. And see, when it rains in L.A., that's like getting 40 feet of snow in Michigan. It's like all of a sudden no one can drive.
Or any snow in Knoxville.
Yep, exactly. It's when it rains in L.A., traffic usually comes to a stop, and traffic accidents usually go up by like ninefold.
Now, is that – I know there are, it doesn't rain that often down there, and
all the oil
that soaks into the road floats up and makes it slippery. But is that the main reason, or is it that everybody's so inexperienced driving in those conditions that they just panic? Because it's like in Michigan, the first little dusting of snow, and it's just chaos on the roads, absolute chaos. It's like nobody knows how to drive.
Mad Science says the roads aren't designed to drain in L.A., so I guess you get lots of standing water and hydroplaning.
And all the snobs in L.A. say since they drive all they drive are foreign cars, there is no oil on the roads because they don't leak oil.
Okay. All right. Yes, because my 2002 Ford Focus with 116,000 miles burns and leaks zero.
What did I just say? The snobs in L.A.
Can I finish my story?
No.
At least you're honest. So my Focus leaks zero oil. I pull in a BMW X5 diesel for the night. I got to take home. It's leaking oil in the garage. It's like, what the hell? It's a brand new like $60,000 vehicle.
You actually put your cars in the garage, your press cars?
Yeah. Why not?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have room for them? I mean,
we do.
Okay. Yeah. So it's not like you're kicking the Focus out or something.
No. Okay. That stays at the office. So I guess, yeah, it is.
Well, he's got a farm. He got like a 40 by 60 barn he can roll his cars into.
So, yeah, drinking and driving, that's kind of funny. Well, not funny. But,
and that's how we got sued.
Matt is knocking on the door right now. I think we're just going to turn the lights off and lock it, Ben.
Right, because the cerebral palsy people aren't bad enough. Yeah. Mothers Against Drunk Driving will surely take us down.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, drunk
driver. Just kidding,
driver.
Luke. Just kidding, Luke. Having a funny.
Yeah, drunk driver hits another drunk driver. So I guess you could say he got what he deserved, right?
That would be karma.
Yeah, basically. So, and with that, I think we can move on to our next segment, In the Garage. All right, Eric, since Zach has been booted from the press vehicle list and I've been on vacation...
Why do you have to bring that up every time?
I don't know. It just
you
hurts
really think
me.
He appreciates that?
Ben.
Thank you, Ben. I appreciate that.
I'm sensitive.
Cuts like a knife every time, straight to the bone. You remember how when you were a real journalist? Yeah, not anymore, bitch.
Oh, hurts, man. Well, I'm hurts. Sorry then, Zach.
Are
if
you?
If I'm being too forward, please just correct me.
It's fine.
We won't do it in the garage segment then.
We'll all just go
we'll
home.
Give everyone
we're done
a trophy
now.
That participated. Okay? And crickets. All right. I was on vacation. I didn't drive anything. Zach didn't drive anything.
And of course, and he's rubbing in the fact that everyone knows that. Hey, I've been on vacation this week, and I'm on vacation the rest of the year.
Yeah?
All right, Eric. What'd you drive?
So Michelle who was in town for a Ford unveiling almost got to experience the Ranger, but she just missed out. because as people were coming to pick up the Buick, I got a MKT dropped off, and the timing wasn't going to work, so I was going to have to drive the Ranger. And literally, as I'm backing the Ranger out of the driveway to go pick up Michelle, they're pulling the Lincoln in. I'm like, yes.
Just in time.
So I've only had it a day and a half or 2 days at this point. So it's nice. It's the Lincoln MKT. Some people like the styling. Some people loathe it. I actually kind of dig it. I haven't had a lot of time to do anything but just drive because I've been busy.
Yeah.
But I like it. But at the price point, the interior is not as nice as I think it should be.
You think it's not as nice?
No.
I thought it was better than an Audi Q7.
Really?
When I drove it at the Ford.
If you know what the interior of the MKS looks like, it literally looks like they've transplanted at least the driver passenger dashboard area.
No, those are different.
Well, yes, they're physically different, but it's the exact same styling between the two. So you can't tell it. But, I mean, it's nice. It drives wonderfully. It's got the EcoBoost, so it's got plenty of get up.
Mm-hmm.
Took an off-ramp in that thing at 55, and it handled it no problem.
Mm-hmm.
So overall, I do like the car.
Yeah, it's a very nice vehicle.
I want to, and the sunroofs, and it's got the dual sunroof thing in it, so it's, you know.
The 2 acres of glass on
the
top.
Yes, yes.
It's like wearing a lead hat.
Yeah, it's nice. That's one thing I really liked about the Flex when I had that, and then this one has the same kind of thing. Actually, I think it feels like it's got more glass in it on top. But
If you live in a warmer climate, you could probably leave the shades open and make jerky in the summertime inside.
Could be.
With all the sun baking the interior.
But overall, I like it, and I'm hoping this weekend have some time to kind of sit in the back seat with the refrigerator and with a beverage. It has the fridge and stuff. So and look into it a little more. But so far, so good.
Cool. Absolutely.
I really dig on the MKT styling.
I like it
a lot. There are aspects of it that they pulled from some of their more attractive designs, even going back early 70s, late 60s, which I really dig on. The rear end, not the biggest strong point for me, but that the hatch is cool. The hatch, remember us them telling us they made it out of magnesium, mm-hmm. so it would be super light, which I thought was really cool. Ridiculously expensive for a portion of the car that tends to get dented a lot, but whatever. I thought the interior was really nice. I thought it was gorgeous in there.
Yeah, very soft.
I guess my thing is it's about maybe what you'd expect for that, but it doesn't. It just meets an expectation. It doesn't exceed an expectation.
We are talking about a domestic manufacturer, man. We should be thrilled they're at least meeting our expectations now.
See, my view of it is because they're a domestic manufacturer, they really need to exceed expectations if they want to make a severe dent and really win people over.
True.
Yeah. I thought it was excellent inside.
I may be overly harsh, and I freely admit.
How does it compare to the LaCrosse? Two different vehicles, I know, but the LaCrosse has an excellent interior.
Not compared to the MKT. I thought the MKT had a substantially better interior.
Yeah, I would say the MKT interior is better than the LaCrosse.
Okay.
Both well-designed, but I think the MKT has a significantly better materials.
Yes. Yeah, I would agree with that 100%. Because there's, except for the back on the MKT, I don't think I found any hard plastic yet. So.
Okay. Well, that's always a good thing to not find. Hard Rubbermaid plastic. Cool. I didn't drive any vehicles this week, but yesterday I had to go help my friend. He got rear-ended. His 99 Taurus was totaled, so I had to go spend all day helping Stefan find a new car to replace.
So he's in a better place as far as transportation is concerned.
Yes. Although his 99 Taurus was loaded and leather, yada, yada, and it was fine. It didn't give him any problems, but he ended up with a after spending all day and probably driving 150 miles all over town, he eventually ended up with a 2002 Mazda Protege 5 wagon.
I guess not a bad car.
37,000 miles.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. The interior is absolutely immaculate. Spotless.
That's amazing.
Spotless. Yeah.
Was this an actual little old lady car?
It must have been, or somebody's like second or third car, and it just sat, because it's 37,000 miles is nothing.
Seriously.
2002.
Not in this area.
I know.
Our 2004 has 100,000 miles on it.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
That's high mileage. But anyway, I think that'll do it for In the Garage. We should move on now for our next segment.
Highway Hearsay, Tales from the Open Road.
Highway Hearsay is all about what we've seen out on the road, from weird sightings to the stupid things people do. Now, I've got a really quick one. This is just a ha-ha type thing. I was driving home from yesterday's adventure, finding a new used car for my friend, and we had dinner at the Red Coat Tavern at 13 Mile in Woodward, which, if you're ever in southeastern Michigan, go there and get the coleslaw or a sandwich.
One of the best for their hamburgers.
Anything.
I hate coleslaw.
You what?
I hate coleslaw.
And yet you're from the South.
I know. Unless it's on barbecue. If it's
unless
on a barbecue
it's
sandwich,
fried or something.
I will absolutely dig on some coleslaw. But just coleslaw on its own, man, that's not good.
You've used it as a condiment, not as a side dish.
Exactly.
If you want your Reuben without sauerkraut, sure. But
I love sauerkraut. Don't get me wrong. Oh. Sauerkraut and coleslaw are two completely different things.
Indeed, they are.
Just saying.
But this story is not about coleslaw or a restaurant. It's about my drive back from the restaurant. So I'm coming up Woodward. My friend lives on whatever it is, 13.5 mile, and 13.5 mile, close enough. So I'm coming up Woodward, and I forget. It was on Woodward. There's some building. It's Manus, like automotive or something, MANUS, and the M had fallen off the sign. This big sign on the business. I tried to take a picture, but it was so dark, it didn't turn out. So we would have had Anus Automotive on here, but it didn't work out.
And we see how dedicated you are to the show, because in your drive down here, because it was, you know, your day off and you're on vacation and you could have come down at your own leisure and could have been light out and you could have taken just a wee side trip off of 696 back up there to take a picture in the daylight for the show, but you chose not to.
Thanks for twisting the knife, the dagger, Eric, after you've thrust it through my heart.
Just pass it around, man. Just pass it around.
Sorry, that was my mini hearsay. Ben, you've got a legitimate one here. Why don't you explain?
All highway hearsays are mini, unless they come from Zach, and then they're a Zach
epic
story. I've noticed a trend in my hometown of Flint, Michigan, and that is two-tone cars, especially in mall parking lots. A couple weeks ago, I saw a Dodge Charger that was like gray and blue, two-tone, and I saw another one actually on my way to work today. But last weekend, I saw this monstrosity, which I have posted in our show notes, and it is a two-tone Pontiac G6.
Sad trombone.
Well, Ben used to own a Pontiac G6.
Indeed I did.
His was not two-tone, though. However, it did have pinstripes, if I recall.
It did.
And sparkles on the C-pillar.
I loathed those pinstripes. There was a very affordable G8 I could have purchased when I was getting ready to buy this one, and they put pinstripes on it, and I said, no way. No effing way.
So, why do you hate pinstripes so much?
Oh, God. They look like they belong on a Buick.
Well, they probably do.
Okay.
But it's a Pontiac G6.
Well, Ben, we heard you're coming down and look at this G8. So we call in our specialist.
Yeah.
We call in our guy. He came in special just for this. We had him put some pinstripes on there for you.
He's
a trade secret who we use for that.
That was so they could upsell him into a G8.
Putting pinstripes?
On the G6, he was then like so much. Well, we've got this G8 here for you. So
that's true.
Upselling him a model.
Yeah.
No, but that's truly what they did. They put pinstripes on the G8.
Oh,
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
I'm the G8.
It's an industry secret, Ben. He's a special guy. They've known.
Do they charge you $250 for that special pinstripe too?
Oh, I'm sure. And the chrome and inserts on the twin port grill.
An underbody anti rust spray.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So this is the delightful.
Miss Motormouth says that car looks like a cookie jar.
It does. It does.
You know what I bet happened? I almost want to say that this guy got in a wreck in the front, and the only front fascia he could find was silver. So he puts the silver one on there, and he goes, you know, that might not look too bad. You know, you just carry that line on through. Look,
you know, you're right.
Too
Zach.
Much credit.
Luke is saying he thinks Chip Foos got a hold of it.
Ooh.
Everybody's got to make a living, man. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, so the top half is a burgundy maroon color. The bottom half, two-thirds, is silver. And there's a very, looks like tasteful pinstripe that runs between them.
It's like a dark maroon.
Yeah, like a dark bar.
It's a cherry.
A Merlot,
yes,
if you
Merlot,
will.
Cabernet, something.
So.
It's the roundabout red, basically.
Yeah, it is. I'd like my next G6 in roundabout red, please.
Well, I think we can
right away, sir.
I dream of the day when someone says that, because that means we're making money.
So that's it. That's my very short highway hearsay.
But very nauseating, Ben.
Well, have you ever smelled the air in Flint, Michigan? Just
yes,
saying.
I've been to the airport. It's right next to that incinerator next to the
It's actually not school. So bad since they closed down all the factories.
Oh, yeah? Since everybody's out of work now.
Is that where you just smell the homeless people?
That's right.
Everyone's livelihoods have been destroyed. Yeah, it's not so bad. The air isn't, you know, the air quality is good. Everybody's homeless, though. Okay, what's next? Yeah, I guess that's it then, guys, you know.
All right, well, see ya.
Yeah, see you next week.
Have a good Christmas.
Bye. Yeah, happy Christmas, Kwanzaa. Whatever it is.
Whatever you celebrate.
Yeah.
Heathens.
Yes.
Festivus.
Zach, what are you doing?
What am I doing? All right. Well, you can catch most of my happenings on exhaustnote.com or blog.webridestv.com. Or if you're green-minded, you can check out green-racer.com.
You are just spreading all over the internet like VD at summer camp.
It's true.
Yeah. That is impressive. You're everywhere.
I am more places than that, but I can't tell you about those. So,
and Eric Tridko, what's happening?
You can find me at rumblestrip.net, where I have finally posted the Mustang GT review, and where it's very interactive because you get to play music along as you read it, along with some other things I've been doing over there. You can also find me on Twitter at twitter.com/rumblestrip.
Very good. And lastly, I would like to thank our producer, Mr. Benjamin M. Sanders, for making this live broadcast and, of course, the edited podcast possible. Ben, thank you as always.
You're welcome.
I didn't even have that ready to go.
It gets better every time.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jeffrey Ross, for that little treasure.
And I can say we've done our job because we've killed Miss Motormouth's battery as she's been listening to us on the airplane.
Great success.
You're welcome.
Not the first time we've
You're
going to
get another letter
batteries.
Because of that, Eric. Or we're going to get a letter because of that sound effect, Ben. We're making fun of the disabled again.
The bins of the world.
Yes. So anyway, you know.
Wait.
Thank you guys.
What are you saying?
Okay, but one more thing before we go. If you want to get your hands on some super sweet roundabout goods like T-shirts, mugs, and more, visit our website and click on the Roab Emporium link in the sidebar. Or visit cafepress.com. That's cafepress.com/roundaboutshow. Now,
like,
we
have goods now?
We have more than goods. We have excellences. Something. Ben has gone through the trouble.
They're greats.
They're awesomes. Ben has procured us some fine finery here.
Ooh, a hoodie.
On the internet. So feel free. This is about a 10XL here, so it's like a circus tent. But you can see this happens to be a hoodie And it's got the Charming Roundabout logo on the front. So if you're looking for that special gift for that special someone, you know.
It's pretty hot.
Don't be a stranger. Visit our website. You can pick these up via the Cafe Press.
$40. What do they think? I have a job?
We'll even send Zach a buck or two of that.
Yes. Woo! Get Zach on the press vehicles list fund.
That's not going to happen. Just save your money.
You can buy... Did you go to the page? Well, things you can buy?
I did.
Open
stickers.
That right at this moment. In fact, I think you designed a coffee mug, Ben, T-shirts, hats, thongs for the ladies or gents, a beer stein, and
I'm not
even
sure
a sticker.
I'm not sure I want to meet the girl who's wearing a roundabout thong. I'm just saying.
Why not? She's supporting
beer stein. Oh, my God. I've got to have that.
That's classy.
It's a good sticker.
I would drink beer out of that, I'll be honest with you.
Ben, that's hot.
That's very hot.
And tasteful, too, at the same time.
And relatively cheap, $17. It doesn't have a lid, so I guess it's not like a tankard, but still, pretty nice.
If you were a little more thrifty, you could get a Roab sticker for $325.
And ideas are welcome for other products and designs and... whatever you might want to buy.
Weren't you working on a line of roundabout, customized roundabout piercings or something?
No, you're thinking studs? Catheters.
Oh, that's right. Roundabout brand catheters. So anyway, for all of that great stuff and a whole lot more, including links and show notes, visit our websites. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or criticisms, shoot us an email. Swing by the site and click on the email button in the sidebar. And if you're feeling really ambitious, you can even suggest story ideas for upcoming shows. You can also follow us on Twitter. Just go to twitter.com/roundaboutshow. And don't forget, we also have a Facebook fan page. Just search for us. You'll find us. And to make sure you never miss an action-packed episode, subscribe. We're on iTunes as well as the Zoom Marketplace. Anyway, thanks to all of you out there listening. Join us again next week as we circle the roundabout. We'll talk to you then.
Whew. My God, how many more of these do we have to do?
Only 32. Wait, 31.
Wait for it.
Dale, you've got me so pissed off right now. I'm going to take that little Christmas tree there, one on your desk, and shove it so far up your asshole, you'll be picking pine needles out of your teeth till Independence Day.